The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the cornfields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God, where Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at the hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against Jesus, how to destroy him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. What happens in your mind when these words are said? Do you begin to concentrate your thought processes and resources? But where then do you focus your mind, or does your mind wander? That's spelt with an A. Does your body reflect the words? In former days, "let us pray" produced the reaction that we all flop down onto our knees. People rarely kneel today. In fact, the clergy still lack confidence in their congregations by saying, "As we stand, let us pray." And this morning I want to stop a moment and ask some basic questions about what we do in church Sunday by Sunday. Bearing in mind Paul's words from our first reading, "We do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." In other words, in our worship, we don't focus on ourselves, but we focus on our Lord and celebrate our relationship with him in his service. Prayer, and here I'm referring to what we're doing this morning, corporate prayer, is a vital part of our expression of the Christian faith. You cannot be a Christian by yourself, isolated completely from others. In fact, that's my favourite definition of hell, stewing in your own juice. We are a corporate body, if that's not a tautology. This praying together is an expression of that. We go so far as St. Paul and say that we are the body of Christ, the praying body. We express our faith in and through the body. Our praying, our worship together, is an essential part of renewing our commitment to our Lord and receiving many of the gifts of his Spirit as we are refreshed Sunday by Sunday. Prayer is essentially communication with God. We use special language to express that communication, both said and sung. And I'm keen that we do not just gloss over prayer and let it wash over us like a holy mist. You've probably heard the remark that mysticism in prayer begins in mist, ends in schism, and with I in the middle. But the mysteries of God, which we celebrate in our prayer, our communication with God, are essential to our faith in God, and God is at the centre. We need to take care of those mysteries, even though they do not belong to us, but are God's to do with whatever he wills. We should be reminded that it is God who prays in us with the groanings of the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul remarks in his letter to the Romans. Prayer is the work of God, and we are called to take part in it day by day, focusing on the Sunday, the Lord's Day, when we are physically gathered all together. For those of you with the spiritual Benedictine bent, laborare est orare, to work is to pray. Today's work, our worship through prayer in our service, is concentrated in three larger chunks. The centre of the Eucharist is the Eucharistic prayer, or the prayer of consecration, as the prayer book calls it. Our present-day common worship sees the whole Eucharistic prayer as consecrating bread and wine and ourselves, coming to be united in the presence of Christ. We are to be his present-day disciples, sharing his supper. And this Eucharistic prayer itself is not limited to the words of institution. Indeed, it is possible to have a Eucharistic prayer without the words of institution. And at the beginning of the prayer, we have dialogue, similar to the one of the functions of the text, "Let us pray." The words, "the Lord be with you," and response are meant to grab our attention. Perhaps we ought to have bells at that point. Having grasped our attention, we follow through with further dialogue and praise, joining in the worship of heaven, holy, 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 being reminded of why we are here. It's also interesting to note that parts of our prayer are sung. We sometimes also need to remind ourselves, in St. Augustine's words, a prayer sung is worth twice one that is said. That's why we often sing the opening dialogue and the Sanctus and the Benedictus. It takes us out of ourselves and brings us before God. The second large chunk of prayer that we are invited to pray together are the intercessions. Here we pray together with the encouragement of one of our congregation. And the word intercession means to walk or step between. The idea is that we link our concerns and people to God. We step forward on their and other situations' behalf to ask God to intervene. Another picture is that of falling at God's feet and grasping him round the ankles and shaking him as we cry out for those for whom we would pray. We bring the world and our experience to God directly in prayer. I personally believe that it's better to link the names of our sick and suffering with this prayer of the church rather than separate them out later and then not actually have a separate prayer for them or even mention them in the Eucharistic prayer itself. Common worship clearly instructs us to use the intercessions for these personal prayers. And the third chunk of prayer I want to mention is the collect, which has been an important part of our worship down the centuries. We are particularly proud of our collects in the Church of England. Usually there is a call to "let us pray" beforehand. But unless you know the collect of the day beforehand, How can you pray it? Especially if you don't have it in front of you. And this is perhaps where we lament the fact that people are too busy today to look at the readings and the collect before they come to church, as was the practice even in my youth. Again, this is why in the early church there used to be a bidding before the collect, which in a slightly odd etymology is about collecting the congregation's thoughts and prayers together before the priest actually prays the collect. You may have noticed that in using one of our modern collects today. I also added a bidding to it before singing it and thinking of doubling its value. This was to enable our prayer to be better focused and concentrated at that point. So, in all this, those little words, "let us pray," turn out to be a complicated and complicating part of our worship, and we slip over them so easily. But I would wish them to open up our thoughts and prayers to God together. At the same time, I realise that in all these things, spiritual, one person's spiritual meat is another person's spiritual poison. As I quoted at the beginning, we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. What I've said may have turned you off completely, but this is one of the strengths of our parish profile. We are very mixed in our backgrounds, but worship under the banner of a liberal Catholic parish. Let us particularly pray for those appointed to choose another vicar for this parish. To God be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.